Paul, we speak again, and congratulations, the tournament's been won, job accomplished.
Thank you. Yeah, that's what we came here for. We didn't come to qualify, we come to win the tournament, and we've done what we come for, and now we can go home as happy as ever.
And a word about Paul Sterling, that was just amazing.
It was a knock to be put up there with the Chris Gayles and the Sehwags of this world, and the all the big batsmen of the world in 2020 cricket. I think he's maturing so nicely that we look forward to what he's going to produce in the T20 World Cup.
And were you worried with the short gap between the games that there might be a bit of tiredness crept on us 2 years ago?
Well, 2 years ago we had half an hour. At least we had 4 hours this time. So we weren't too worried. The only thing that we were worried about maybe Trent having to play two games in a day, but he turned around and he said, right, I'm ready. And he went out there and did what he had to do. So it's great.
And a word about Gary Wilson. He's been very consistent this tournament and didn't panic. I mean, there's a lot of experience in the side.
No, it's good. He's finished a lot of games for us. One remembers the Italy game where we panicked a little bit and he stood there and finished. And he's done that well for us. And we've seen Young Poynter come into there. And I think his inning was a big inning today because he came in at a time that we needed an injection into it. And he did that. So It's been great. It's been a brilliant tournament for everybody. I think everybody showed that they can take part at any level we are at.
Yeah, and just a word about Andrew Poynter. There's a bit of criticism when he was selected, but he's fully justified that now for you.
Well, I don't know who was criticizing, but you know that's there to do. I'm here to pick who I think is the best for the job that I know has to be done, and he was the best to come out here and do the job, and he's shown that in the one chance that he's got.